Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 22nd regarding Margaret Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Lewis as described in my report of 7/21/18. Appears she is now a 66-year-old woman who again reports she injured her left shoulder at work on 7/8/16 when she was moving a patient in the operating room. Appeared she had evaluation leading to a diagnosis of tears of the rotator cuff and biceps tendon. Appeared she underwent surgery on this shoulder on two occasions, the latter of which was a total joint replacement. Period, she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Ms. Lewis denies any previous injuries or problems with the left shoulder. Period. She reports that she tore her right rotator cuff secondary to compensating for the left. But this was done by Dr. Lazarus and outside of the workers' compensation system. Period. She also alleged she re-injured herself at work moving patients, leading to the second left shoulder surgery and rehabilitation. Period. In paragraph, documentation shows she received an order approving settlement on 7/26/16 in the amount of 25% partial total. Period on 9/20. She then applied for increase in that award. Period in paragraph. I was previously in receipt of progress notes from Dr. Dwyer running through 12/13/17. Period. Additional notes now show she saw him for a need for treatment evaluation on 2/5/20. She was currently working full duty for Inspira. Period. She denied any new injury or treatment to the left shoulder. Period. It had always bothered her, but it continued to get worse. Period. He opined her symptoms were secondary to underlying glenohumeral end-stage arthritic disease. Period. She had evidence of pre-existing osteoarthritis identified at the time of her arthroscopic rotator cuff repair. He performed on 5/16/17. Period. He did perform some limited treatment with respect of the glenohumeral arthritis after surgery, including a steroid injection and a Synvisc injection. Period. On this occasion, he recommended left total shoulder arthroplasty. Period. He explained from the subject event there may have been a transient exacerbation of her underlying arthritic disease. Period. However, the true work-related injury in this case was a rotator cuff tear. Period. New paragraph on 5/26/20. Dr. Dwyer performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with Dr. Dwyer and his colleague, Dr. Disabella, post-operatively, period. She participated in physical therapy as well, period. At the at the visit of 11/9/20, he opined the functional capacity evaluation was inaccurate in that it said she was essentially unemployable. Period. However, he felt she was capable of returning to work, perhaps in a modified capacity. Period. Repeat FCE indicated she was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. However, there was symptom magnification confirmed, which was not identified at the initial test. Period. Accordingly, he released her from care within the medium physical demand category. Period. He suggested she not be asked to do any repetitive overhead lifting. Period. From his perspective, she was at maximum medical improvement. period, new paragraph. On 7/10/17, she indeed underwent an MRI of the right shoulder to be inserted here, period. Her FCE on 10/1/20 deemed she did not demonstrate the ability to meet the physical demand requirements of an operating room registered nurse, period. She was deemed to be capable of working at the sedentary physical demand level. Here's her second FCE, was done on 10/20/20 at a different provider, period. On this occasion, it was determined she had what appears to be acceptable coefficients of variation to this evaluator, period. The average coefficient of variation was 7.66%. Period. They wrote her effort was considered maximal due to a coefficient of variation of less than 10%. Period. On 11/11/20, she returned to Dr. Dwyer for her yearly follow-up. Period. Her left shoulder was feeling better, appears she was currently not working, and did not have any updated imaging. Period. Dr. Dwyer deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and discharged her from care. Period. She had 100 degrees of active flexion with 165 degrees of passive flexion. Period. External rotation was symmetric, as was internal rotation. Period. External rotation strength was excellent. Period. Flexion strength demonstrated cogwheeling, but overall reasonable strength. Period. He deemed she had achieved an excellent surgical result. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed marked deconditioned musculature and saggy skin with poor turgor. There were healed portal scars at both shoulders. Appeared at the left shoulder was an open anterior oblique linear scar as well. Period. Abduction left was 110 degrees and right 160 degrees. Comma flexion left 125 degrees and right 150 degrees. Comma external rotation right 80 degrees but full and left to 90 degrees. Period. Independent adduction, extension, and internal rotation were full bilaterally without crepitus, although adduction elicited tenderness on the left. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L2 vertebral level on the right and the hip level on the left. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5. Resisted left elbow flexion and extension, as well as 5- for resisted left shoulder abduction. Period strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally, period. Shoulder maneuver, she had a positive near impingement maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Period, she had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver on the left, indicative of symptom magnification. Period, this was negative on the right. Period spine cervical, the extension was to 30 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Period thoracic normal lumbosacral inspection revealed a midline longitudinal 5-inch scar that she attributed to a remote surgery. Period motion or other assessment of the lumbar spine was not performed. Period impressions. On 7/8/16, Margaret Lewis injured her left shoulder at work, as marked in my prior report. period. Since seen here in 2018, she received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Period. The paragraph, she returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. Dwyer, who had performed her earlier surgery. Period. He explained she did have extensive pre-existing arthritis in the left shoulder. Period. On 5/26/20, he performed surgery on the left shoulder to be inserted here. Period. She also participated in two functional capacity evaluations, as noted above. Period. She also asserts that she injured her right shoulder due to compensating for the left. Period. She underwent treatment, including surgery for this, by a physician at Rothman. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found decreased range of motion about both shoulders, much more pronounced than when recently released from Dr. Dwyer's care. Period. There was no atrophy, but she did have some weakness in resisted left shoulder abduction. Period. The rocket maneuvers about the shoulders were unimpressive. Period. She did have essentially full range of motion of the cervical spine. Period. Thoracic spine showed full range of motion. Period. New paragraph. This case now represents 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. This incorporates what I stated in my first report, as well as degenerative arthritis treated with total shoulder arthroplasty. Period. Obviously, a significant portion of this is attributable to previous underlying personal conditions. Period. End.